Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GobobRadio.com. That's GobobRadio.com. GobobRadio.com.
He's the chief environmental counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Scott Yeager is saying that his group is trying to block Uncle Sam from regulating farms and ranchers under what he calls the Superfund rules, CERCLA and EPCRA.
Sure. So CERCLA is the Brownfields Cleanup Statute. That's the Superfund. And EPCRA is the Emergency Management Planning and Community Right to Know Act, which is a transparency type of law. Why that applies to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is that because of a bad court decision last April, we're now having agricultural producers face liability for having to report manure emissions under those statutes.
So the federal courts have dictated, because of cases that have been brought by environmental activists, that agriculture needs to fall under the CERCLA rule. However, some federal agencies, including the Coast Guard, says this is the wrong way to interpret CERCLA.
The Coast Guard came out in a public declaration and said, hey, having all these agricultural producers report to us is actually hurtful to our efforts to protect the public health from actual emergencies like an overturned tanker filled with chemicals or a plant explosion. That's the stuff that CERCLA is supposed to provide emergency responses for, not farmers. And they said that publicly. And also you've got the local and emergency responders that collect the stuff under EPCRA. And they said basically the same thing, that these generic paperwork requirements for agriculture is not helpful to them. And it's just of no use. So really that goes back to who's driving this thing. It's those environmental advocacy groups that litigated this. Those are the only guys that want this stuff. And actually it's going to hurt our government's ability to respond to true emergencies.
So environmental activists have been successful in convincing a federal judge to add agriculture under this particular set of rules. Question right now is, what can be done?
The people who are pushing these requirements and environmental groups that sued the agencies and enforced this bad court decision. So now we're facing the results of that now and having to have potential liability to report. So what you can do about that is, we have efforts happening right now at Capitol Hill to support fixes to this problematic issue. Billy Long, a representative from Missouri, has been our champion in the House of Representatives for finding a fix for this, and currently that's an administrative solution through the appropriations process. So there is a letter right now that your representatives can sign on to support the appropriations rider on this issue.
And Yeager says at the end of the day, it is going to probably take Congress to act, that it's unlikely that the courts are going to change their mind. They have agreed to a delay in the implementation of these reporting requirements, but that's about all we're probably going to get from the federal court system.
Well, we've been able to delay the inevitable through the courts. Now, really, what we need to happen is have Congress act. The appropriations piece is one helpful solution, short-term solution, but then beyond that, standalone legislation that removes the requirements for producers to have to report under these statutes, and that's where we're going next.
NCBA Scott Yeager says that the original compliance date ordered by the courts regarding this Superfund application to agriculture was the 18th of December, today. That's been pushed off into the new year, but it still is a major, major worry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.